Life Track with Chuck Swindoll is a presentation of Insight for Living Canada.
When something tragic happens, you think, well, maybe it'll get better, and of all things, something calamitous follows that. It happened in our own church in years past. I watched a family develop in the Lord and began to grow, and the father of the family had a heart condition, and he was wrestling with life itself. One of his great goals was to see his two daughters marry, to find the right guy and to marry, and sure enough, one of the daughters found the man. Fell in love, and I performed the ceremony right here at this place. They honeymooned in Hawaii, and as this couple flew from one island to another, the plane crashed near Hilo. And it was only a matter of days before there were two caskets where there had once been a bride and groom, and I had the funeral service. And on top of that, the dad had a coronary, and we feared for his life. He survived, but he's weakened, terribly weakened. It seems like one thing follows another, doesn't it? I was preaching this morning, and my wife had to leave the service, and that seemed unusual. She came back, and then she left again, which was exceedingly rare, and I knew something had to be wrong. We had just gotten word that our oldest daughter was injured on the slopes, up with a friend and with some members of another church. They were out there this morning having fun in the snow, and she was coming down on a big truck, not truck, but a tire, inner tube. Get my head together. And they were sailing down, and she was on top of two other people, and they hit a bump, and she flipped into the air and came down on her neck and rolled over, and then the inner tube hit her again, and she sprawled out and began to lose feeling in her hands. And of course, we've all seen the other side of the mountain, so I expected the worst. And they brought her back in a papoose type of a stretcher to the emergency room. Now, remember, that's where I was a week ago. They know us by our first names over there now. And of all things, while I'm up here doing my thing, that's happening. One thing after another. By the way, I found out that she's fine, and there are no problems. She has a severe whiplash, but other than that, she's going to be okay. But you don't know. Some of you have been through that kind of tragedy, except it didn't turn out well. Some of you have lost those closest to you. And it seems like losing one leads to losing another and yet another. In fact, I read recently of an entire family that was wiped out. Part of them by fire, one of them by disease, another by an accident in an automobile. And there's left one survivor, the father, to put the pieces back together again. God doesn't leave us in hard times. Now, I'll tell you, when you're having the hard time, you question that. When it's tough and the bottom drops out or the rug is pulled out from under you, the very thing that you begin to question is the goodness of God. And I want you to know that's when He is nearest. Often when you question it the most. It proves His love, doesn't it? Most of us, when we are questioned and doubted, turn and run the other way. And a person that questions our loyalty, not God, he comes closer and he stays nearer.
God doesn't leave us in the tough times. Even when we question His goodness, He stays near. Psalm 46 says that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. That's comforting, isn't it? Whatever you're going through, God is there, and He's in control. This is Steve Johnson of Insight for Living Canada. Listen to more of Chuck Swindoll's LifeTrack messages at lifetrack.ca. LifeTrack, where life and truth meet.
The preceding LifeTrack presentation was brought to you by Insight for Living Canada. The original message, Ruth, Interlude of Love, was copyrighted in 1979 and this LifeTrack sound recording was copyrighted in 2013 by Charles R. Swindoll Incorporated. All rights are reserved worldwide.